The following prescribed is transcribed.
Rock, roll, rock, roll.
The Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with
Rocky and Ray.
Well, welcome in, Rock and Rollers. Rock and Ray here with more of the classic music from your life. As we slide back in time, 50 years ago, this May, to 1964. Hey, we'll play the hits, the beach music, plus a visit to Nolens, and then we'll throw in more fun and foolishness at you from way back when. We're going to open this show, as we do every show, with a stone-cold classic from Rock and Ray's Rotten Rusty Record Rack, another record of renown, and a party favorite from the mid-60s. It's the Five Royals with Johnny Tanner on the lead doing Something Moves Me. But the party gang always knew this as Every Time. Fabulous Five Royals opening this edition of the Rock and Roll Reunion. Glad to have you on board. Here's another one of those commercials you won't hear again.
Join the action set. Drive a dynamic 88 by Oldsmobile. Up front, a 280 horsepower rocket V8. And high ratio rear axle that puts more grab where the go is. Yes, get with the action set in a dynamic 88. For 64, go old where the action is.
You're a lot.
Benton Harbor is a shoe salesman for a large downtown department store Monday through Friday. However, on weekends, he dons a feathered costume and mask to become the white-winged warrior who strikes terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere.
I don't know who he is, but I do know this. He looks just like a chicken. And when we need him on weekends, Miss Helfinger, all we need do is call him. And we need to call him now.
Yes, Commissioner.
Here, Chicken Man! Here, Chicken Man!
Hello, I've heard your summons, and though I'm busy at the moment cleaning up my chicken cave, I shall make my return very soon.
Don't miss The Adventures of Chicken Man, coming up this hour.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Back to music with Bobby and Kenny Sims. You know them as the Sims Twins, and Soothe Me. From 1961 and Soothe Me. That was a duo that was discovered by Sam Cooke. Gave them their start. That was their first big hit. Hey, record collectors. Birmingham Records is the return of the real record store. A vinyl record store where only the cleanest vinyl and covers are good enough to make it into our record bins. We promise that you've not seen the selection and quality in any record store like we have at Birmingham Records. And that's not all. We also have the equipment to play those records on, from smaller, self-contained record players like we all had as teenagers, to the quality turntables to bring out the best sound possible, turntables to convert your vinyl into computer files, or completely reconditioned classic turntables by names like Techniques and Panasonic, plus amps, speakers, even needles for your turntable. Birmingham Records is here to help you revive your record collection or start one from the ground up. Vinyl is back, folks, and Birmingham Records can help you enjoy the music of your life. Come early, stay late. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, and it's a record store the way you remember record stores. A real vinyl record store. Birmingham Records is easy to find. Just take I-65 north of downtown Birmingham to exit 271. Go east on Fieldstown Road, then turn left at the light on Main Street in Gardendale. We're right there on the right next to South Point Bank and across the street from Goodies. Looking for a lost oldie? Give us a call at 205-837-0596 and find us at BirminghamRecordStore.com. That's Birmingham Records. Reviewing the charts from May of 1964. Here's one of the highlights. This is Jan and Dean's hit that moved all the way into the top 10 in that month. Here's Dead Man's Curve, the Grammy Hall of Fame hit.
The last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Won't come back from Dead Man's Curve. Dead Man's Curve. Dead Man's Curve. Dead Man's Curve. Won't come back from Dead Man's Curve. Dead Man's Curve. Dead Man's Curve. Dead Man's
Curve. Dead Man's Curve, rocking the airwaves 50 years ago this month. Of course, we lost Jan back in 2004, but Dean Torrance is still performing today. In fact, he's doing Jan and Dean's Beach Party, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him on the Malt Shop Cruise. It's coming up in November. It's going to be put on by Time Life, and it should be quite a show.
Here comes Jan and Dean.
Things go better with Coca-Cola. Refreshes you best.
It's the refreshing.
The little old ladies from Pasadena, swinging young honeys from Ipanema, the hot and the rockers from Liverpool, and the beach and coca.
Underneath the boardwalk, jukebox playing, and the place is packed. You bet they're dancing, shaggin' on the boulevard.
What kind of fool do you think I am? When forever and ever.
Hey gang, time to grab your swimsuit, shorts, and kids, and head for the beach. That's right, let's go bopping and shagging to another of Rockin' Ray's memories of the hangout. Right here, right now.
I love beach music every single day.
Hey, we can't do beach music without including the Tams. In fact, 1986, they were named the Beach Band of the Decade. And in 1994, inducted into the Beach Music Hall of Fame. Here they are, the Tams, singing Deep Inside Me.
Inside me.
my total soul.
Sound. Number one in Alabama,
Birmingham, C-R-C,
Magic City of the
South, Magic City of the South,
Magic City of the South.
Suppose you had a lot to carry. You'd get a box. And suppose you wanted to carry lots of people, too. You'd need seats. And maybe you'd work it so you could walk to the back to change a diaper or squash a rebellion. And windows? 21 at least. And why not a hole in the roof to let the sun in? Doors? Of course. Two in front. Two big ones here. And one here. In the back. Paint it up real pretty. Put it on wheels. And you've got the whole idea behind the Volkswagen station wagon.
The Rock and Roll Radio Reunion.
Hey, remember the hippie van? Sure you do. Hey, send me a picture. If you still have a picture of one, send it to me to ray@rockingray.com. We'll put it in our newsletter. Just don't tell me what you did in that thing, okay?
Oh, no, Mr. Bill. Oh, too much information. Oh, no.
T-R-C.
In 1958, Walter Ward and the Olympics had a big hit with Western movies. This was a follow-up in 59. This is a big beach record. Here are the Olympics with Your Love. And hey, while you're in town, be sure you stop by my place. Hey guys, I'm in with a question. Remember that record store where you bought the latest hits? Well, if you grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, it could have been Rumor's Record Rack or just down the street there at Newberry's downtown. But no matter where you bought your records as a teenager, that store holds great memories. Well, welcome to the return of the real record store. Birmingham Records is a record store like you remember, and Birmingham Records has those records you remember. No matter if your records were the early hits of the rock and roll era, the great Motown hits of the 60s, New Orleans music you danced to on the jukebox, even classic rock of the 70s and 80s, Birmingham Records has them, and they have them all. Like new, scratch-free, original records by the original artists, thousands of albums, a dozen categories, and the latest selection of 45s available in the state. Now available for you at Birmingham Records. Open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a record store the way you remember a record store. A real vinyl record store. Birmingham Records, easy to find. Take I-65 north, downtown Birmingham, to exit 271. Go east on Fieldstown Road, turn left at the light on Main Street in Gardendale. We're on the right, right next to South Point Bank, across the street from Goodies. Looking for a lost oldie? Hey, call my friend Jack up there at 205-837-0596. And find us at BirminghamRecordStore.com. Birmingham Records.
Birmingham, here it is. It's number 1111111111111.
Mary Wells with the number one song 50 years ago this month. Song that brought the number one chart position back to the U.S. from the Beatles in May 1964, 50 years ago this month. Mary Wells and My Guy.
The magical sound of the magic town, PRC.
Great recording by Mary Wells there. Now, here's a great singer, Bing Crosby. But all of his weren't great.
Bing Crosby, wrap your troubles and dreams, take four.
Castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. Sang the wrong melody, we'll play it back. See what it sounds like, hey, hey. He cut out 8 bars, the dirty bastard. And I didn't know which 8 bars he was gonna cut. Why don't somebody tell me these things around here? Holy Christ, I'm going off my nut.
Hey, Bing, happens to all of us.
You know, nothing says New Orleans like our music do. It come from all over. Ninth Ward and Fats Domino, all the way across Canal Street into the Garden District and out in Tucson. Here comes another of the real Crescent City classics.
Yeah, you got that right.
Mr. Chris Kenner was a popular writer and piano player down in New Orleans. He wrote I Like It Like That with Fats Domino. He also produced Land of a Thousand Dances. In 1957, he wrote and recorded this song. It went all the way to number 13 on the R&B chart, only to have Fats Domino have a hit with it the next year, going to number 14 on the R&B and 22 on the pop chart. Here he is, Chris Kenner, and his version, the first version of Sick and Tired.
Oh, babe, what you gonna do? Oh, babe, what you gonna do? I'm sick and tired. In the morning, fix you something to eat. Before I go to work, I'll even brush your teeth. I come back in the evening, you're still in bed. Got a rag tied around your head, oh babe. What you gonna do? I'm sick and tired. This is my last time telling you to change your way. I'm telling you, baby, I mean what I say. My last time telling you to stop that jive, or you gon' find yourself outside. Oh, babe, what you gon' do? I'm sick and tired. Telling you to change your way. I'm telling you, baby, I mean what I say. My last time telling you to stop that jive, or you gonna find yourself outside. Oh, baby, what you gonna do? I'm sick and tired.
Another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
In our last exciting episode, the wonderful white-winged warrior had finally come face to face with that clever queen of canine criminals, Dog Lady. Yes, and their encounter got off to a memorable start when the feathered fighter opened the conversation with the words,
"So, you're Dog Lady."
To which, as you'll recall, the canine queen had replied,
"Oh, wow. Yes, I am."
Well, with those formalities out of the way, the Dog Lady quickly invited the feathered fighter to be her guest for tea and biscuits.
"So, you're Dog Lady."
"Yes."
"Boy, these biscuits are certainly delicious."
"Thank you. They're my doggie's favorites, too."
"Well, they certainly have good taste."
"Perhaps you would care to stay for dinner."
"I wouldn't want you to go to any special trouble just on my account."
"Oof, not at all. It will only be pheasant under glass. It's George's favorite."
"George?"
"Oh, haven't you met? George, we have a guest."
"Hi there, George." "Back here."
"Oh, down, George, baby. Down, baby.
That's right." "You mean you go to all that trouble just for him?"
"Well, Winged Warrior, I think the time has come to end this little tea party."
"Okay, leave faster. I think the lights have gone out."
"That's right, Winged Warrior. Now listen carefully."
"Yes, I will."
"There are two doors in this room."
"Two doors?"
"Yes, behind one of these doors I'll be standing. Open it, And I am your captive.
Oh, yes.
Behind the other door, George is standing. Open that one, and you are George's captive.
I think I have that.
Then make your choice, Fantastic Fowl. The right door or the left door?
I will choose the left door. Nice, George. Good dog. Nice, nice. Very good dog, George. I like you.
Well, just what does the winged warrior think he's doing? Could it be he really does like George that much? Will Dog Lady's menu tonight be changed to chicken under glass? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Hey, don't forget, gang, half past the hour on every reunion show, it's Chicken Man!
BRC is a non-profit group of over 300 members worldwide. Come join us!
The good guys make the scene with music!
Back to the hits from May 1964, 50 years ago this month, with five guys from Detroit. No, not Motown. These are the Reflections and their first and biggest hit into the top 10 with Just Like Romeo and Juliet.
Are heard in Alabama each time that you set your dial on wonderful
BRC.
Mustang, a brilliant new breed of car. Tiffany & Company, for generations a symbol of beauty and elegance. Now Tiffany, who never before honored any automobile, has honored the Ford Mustang with this gold medal award for excellence in American design. Mustang, excitingly versatile, unexpectedly practical, with a wide list of options to make it even more luxurious or give it even more sports car performance. This is Mustang. Unexpected car at an unexpected price. Only $2,368 FOB Detroit. And that includes luxury features that are available only at extra cost in many other cars. See the unexpected. The new Ford Mustang now
at your Ford dealers.
Hey, if you could buy a new 1964 Mustang for under $2,700, would you? I mean, this was the first full month they were available. The 1964 Mustang first-year car, I'd probably buy two or three. Well, yeah.
Y'all be sure and say, well, yeah, now.
Here are Birmingham's own premieres, recorded live at Duke and Dixieland. Are you all right?
Are you all right? Are you all right? Well, I'm all right. Well, I'm all right. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Hot pitch. Hot shot.
Dixieland dances, Inslee Armory, Oporto Armory, Homewood Armory. Hey, how about the Boom Boom Room at Eastwood Mall? If you remember great times at unforgettable places, then I want to invite you to relive those years through the music you grew up with. Think all those great old songs are gone? Not at Birmingham Records. You'll find the original music by the original artists now on CD at Birmingham Records in Gardendale. Remember the bands that played the proms and the dances at the armories, like the Ramrods, the Epics, the Townsmen? Well, Cargo Records has taken these bands' records and live recordings and remastered them into extra-length CDs. Plus, CDs with music of Alabama bands from the 60s. Garage bands, 10 different CDs. Bands like The Premiers, Rubber Band, Larry and the Loafers. Let your memories flow back with these great songs exclusively at Birmingham Records. Open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a record store the way you remember a record store. A real vinyl record store. Birmingham Records, easy to find. Take I-65 North, downtown Birmingham, to exit 271. Go east on Fieldstown Road, turn left at the light on Main Street in Gardendale. We're on the right, right next to South Point Bank, across the street from Goodies. Looking for a lost oldie? Hey, call my friend Jack up there at 205-837-0596. And find us at BirminghamRecordStore.com. Birmingham Records. Back in December of 1959, Mr. Jim Reeves released his biggest hit, He'll Have to Go. That Grammy Hall of Fame song is the subject of our answer song feature for this month. Skeeter Davis had her first chart hits in 1960, and her first two were answer songs. Her reply to Jim Reeves' hit was He'll Have to Stay, Not Go. Here's Jim Reeves and Skeeter Davis with our answer song of the week.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? You can't say the words I want to hear while you're with another man. Do you want me answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go.
You broke my heart too many times, so now FM radio.
BRC.
Polaroid introduces an economy model of the famous color pack camera for half the price of the original. Same great film. Same fast loading. Same electric eye. Yet it's half the price of the original model. You get the same beautiful color prints in 60 seconds, black and white in 10, in the same big size. Yet it's half the price of the original model. Isn't it your turn to own a Polaroid color pack camera?
Hey, there's another commercial that you'll only hear on the reunion.
Pete Time Tunnel.
Another backseat sound from the 60s.
Back to 1964 for another 50-year-old memory as Roy Orbison, in his prime, notches his ninth top 25 hit with It's Over.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Golden days before they end, whisper secrets to the wind. Your baby won't before they fly, send falling stars that seem to cry. Your baby doesn't want you anymore. It's over. It breaks your heart in two.
Records in Gardendale, just north of downtown Birmingham. Rock and roll is our bread and butter, but we have over a dozen categories of vinyl albums in our store. You'll find the largest selection of 70s and 80s classic rock here, but also 50s and 60s rock, country classics, rhythm and blues, jazz, comedy, soundtracks, Alabama bands, gospel, and our new vinyl 180-gram selection. We have local bands as well as newly digitized classics like Pink Floyd, Grateful Dead, and many more. And then there's 45s, beach music, New Orleans rockers, and those hard-to-find dance 45s for your jukebox. This isn't your parents' record store. It's yours. A real record store like you shopped in back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you enjoy the music on the Rock and Roll Reunion, here's where you're going to find it. Birmingham Records, the return of the real record store, a real vinyl record store. Birmingham Records is easy to find. Take I-65 north of downtown Birmingham to exit 271. Go east on Fieldstown Road, turn left at the light at Main Street in Gardendale, and we're on the right next to South Point Bank, right across the street from the shopping center that has goodies. Looking for a lost oldie? Call Jack at 205-837-0596 and find us at BirminghamRecordStore.com. Birmingham Records.
Let's hear some more home music. Rhythm and blues is much a part of the New Orleans scene as beignets on Jackson Square or a hurricane up on Bourbon Street. Here's one of those Crescent City classics from a true New Orleanian.
May of 1964 also marked the first pop success of the soul queen of New Orleans, Miss Irma Thomas. Went all the way to number 17 on both the R&B and the pop charts. Her biggest hit was Wish Someone Would Care. Here's Irma Thomas.
Sitting home alone, thinking about my past, wondering how I made it and how long it's gonna last. Success has come to lots of them, and failure's always there.
Drifters were icons in early rock and roll. The original group, you'll remember, with Clyde McFatter as the lead singer, then reformed in 1959 with Ben E. King as the lead singer. Well, part of that reformed group was Charlie Thomas, who sang tenor, and his Drifters are still performing. Remember that malt shop cruise I mentioned to you earlier? They're going to be there too. Here they are, their May 1964 hit with Charlie Thomas on tenor. It's One Way Love.
Kisses, that's bad enough.
To love fast,
wow.
You know that
she's fast and furious. Oh, that can be tough. But oh, if she's kind of serious, you'll never have her.
One way love.
Oh, you'll never have her.
One way love.
Well, there are girls who like to tease and flirt. Those kind of girls are the worst of all. How they lie, oh, how they hurt. And you,
you will fall.
She's gonna
make you fall.
Take it from me, I know what I say. Heartbreak, that's mighty rough. Whoa, no more fancy painted up women, no more.
One way love.
Oh, no more, no more.
One way love.
I don't wanna.
One way love.
Plain old fashioned.
The Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with
Rocket.
Wrap up May 1964, Mr. Johnny Moore doing the lead there with the Drifters, and One Way Love. That's going to wrap it up for us. But hey, fear not, Space Cadets. Captain Midnight will return with another tour through the time tunnel to 1964, 50 years ago, next month. Hey, going to be a great June 64. A lot of great music. The reunion wants to thank our producer, Mickey. Also, we want to thank Joe for the inspiration. Also want to thank BRC, Birmingham Record Collectors, for everybody that helped put the show together. Rock and Roll Radio Reunion is a production of Alabama Entertainment. Send me your thoughts, ideas, requests to Ray at rockingray.com. Hey, till we meet again, gang, boys and girls, keep on rocking.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.